The sun was rising in the town that Malcolm and them lived in. They were waking up now. "Hey Dewey, there's only one bowl's worth of that cereal left. I hope you don't beat me to it," Reese tricked Dewey with. "Yay. Mine," shouted Dewey as he ran from bed into the kitchen to eat that cereal. Reese rolled in his bed to look at Malcolm, who was awake for the first time in hours. He was so tired still. "Yo, Malcolm. Do you think Dewey is a retard? I mean, he's always doing things like them," Reese said. "What? That is so mean, Reese. You are such a dick sometimes." "This is the last straw," Malcolm said. "Haha. You always say that and no I'm not. You know it's true. Mom and Dad fucked and then fucked him up in the process," Reese said. "Haha. That's true. I think he's cool though," Malcolm said. "Yeah. He's our bro, so we have to love him." "He's cool," Reese said. "Reese, you have morning wood. I can see it," Malcolm said. Malcolm looked at Reese's morning wood with disgust and pointed right at it. His eyes were fixed upon it with the most intense stare. You think he's going to laugh, but instead he just stares for a long time, while still pointing, since he forgot what he was going to say or do. "What's the big deal, man? We see each other's morning wood every morning. We're brothers in the same room," Reese said. "I know, it's just that this time it's different," Malcolm said. "How so?" Reese asked Malcolm in a kind of flirty, yet shy way. I just think I want to know who has the huger dick." "You or me?" Malcolm grunted. "Haha, I know it's me. But let's check." Reese seemed inches from Malcolm's red face. The two boys stood up with knives between their faces, looking daggers at each other. They were both so mad and red in the face from both blushing and anger. They pulled off their jeans in that brotherly way they would do, and they had underwear on, and then pulled that off too. Their boners flung out like a spring-loaded rod full of energy and cum. They knew at this moment things were going to chance for the best. At least they thought that, until Hal walked in and screamed this cartoonish scream from the show. "What are you boys doing?" Their dad Hal laughed and screamed, "Nothing, Dad, just getting dressed. Get out of here," they both said in unison. "I will not tell your mother about this. She doesn't need to know her two favorite sons are gay and incestuous in her own house," Hal said. "Get out," they screamed. Hal left, and then they looked at each other with delight and fear from Hal's catching them. They both grabbed each other's dicks and did a little pull and pop, until the other one was like, "Yeah, yeah," and smiled a red smile, until he couldn't hold it in anymore. It felt like urination of the most degree, until out came a brown and gray mixed liquid. They both were like, "What? What?" Reese and Malcolm screamed. "Reese, don't worry. I know how to fix this. I learned it from a Krellborn, in my classes at that smart class in school. We don't need to tell Mom, Dad, Dewey, Francis, Piama, Craig, or anyone. They will freak," Malcolm shouted. "Use one of your experiments on our cum and cocks? That's insane," Reese shouted. "Trust me." Malcolm put a small powder on their dicks, and then their cum was white form then on. "Reese, I was so worried we were goners," Reese X and Ted. "Next time we do this, we'll wait until Dewey is old enough to join in,